Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm all right. You are through to AfroZam Radio. Welcome to Zen Underground. You're live on AfroZam Radio.
Oh, thank you.
So, for my listeners out there that follow my program, they want to know, who am I speaking to? I've been telling them that we're having the Vic Force boys. I want to get to know you. Who are the Vic Force boys? Kindly introduce yourself to the listeners.
Okay. So, Vic Force boys. Vic Force boys is a music group. We are a group that love to express ourselves through art, different forms of art, but we use music mainly as a medium to communicate with people.
Okay.
That relate to us, yes.
So, like, how many, when we say Vic Force boys, how many people are we talking about? It's a collective of how many artists?
Currently, two artists, myself, Miles Bentley, and my colleague, Xavier Awela. Shout out to him. He cannot be here with us right now, but yeah.
Okay, so like apart from music, what else do you do?
What else do we do? We're young entrepreneurs. We're young entrepreneurs that are just looking for an opportunity to just be relevant to the Zambian community.
Okay, so like when did you really start pursuing music as a full-time gig?
We've been doing music for 5 years now. Yes, starting 2015. Xavier and I, myself, Miles Bentley, met at a computer school.
Okay.
And we just realized that we have, like, you know, there was that thing that just kept on joining us to each other. You know, in a class, there's always a lot of people, but one way or another, we find ourselves with the people we find ourselves with. And Xavier and I met. Yeah.
Okay. So you've been doing music for the last 5 years. What yes. are some of the achievements that you have had on your journey from when you started up to today?
Our biggest achievement is staying together for 5 years and just creating a whole new sound together, because we've believed in just creating our own sound.
Yeah,
so
man.
The past 5 years, we've just been trying to discover ourselves and trying to discover our sound. So yeah, it took us 5 years to just know what we are bringing to the Zambian music industry.
Yeah, man.
And here we are. We are ready to now show ourselves. We now know our sound. We now know what we are bringing to the Zambian music table.
So to the listeners that are tuned in from all over the world, and from the music that you've made so far, which one can you say is the one that you're currently pushing, the one that people should be on the lookout for?
We have dropped a lot of songs, but right now we are dropping something brand new from one of our artists, because we have both artists dropping EPs and
yeah.
then an album following up as Vic Force boys. So right now we're currently pushing a new song, which is a promo song to the first EP we're dropping under Vic Force boys. This one is titled So Quick. It's a song on the EP called Bad Student.
Okay.
Yes.
When's the EP dropping?
Soon, very soon, right before the end of this year.
Okay, why call it Bad Student? Is that a reflection of the type of people you are, or what was the whole idea behind that title for the EP?
Okay, so it's a representation of many people who think they are bad students just because they are not A+ students.
Okay.
You get this EP represents a group of people who believe in education, but they think it's so hard to achieve. And, you know, university is a long period, 4 years, and very, very few people get to finish that. Many people, you find they drop out maybe in the second year or something. And for some, you find they stop university and now become artists. You get? Which
yeah,
is not a bad thing, but people end up thinking, no, every artist is a dropout, but, you know, you can still do both. You can go to school, get your degree, and then you can be a dope artist as well. So it's all about application, what you learn and how you apply it. So I don't have to be an A+ student, but if I can at least reach to the finish line of those 4 years and just apply that knowledge to my daily life, you get? If I can apply that knowledge to my daily life, I might be a bad student to others, but, you know, as long as you manage to even complete with those years, it's good. Just make sure you get to the end of it. So don't drop out.
Yeah, that's
so
actually...
it's basically pushing the bad students, people who think they're bad, they can't, you know, get to it. It's just a wake-up call, like, yo, you can do it. You can go for it. You're a bad student, but bad in terms of good.
Yeah, man. That I don't know if the everyday Joe understand the meaning behind that, but I think I get what you're trying to put across.
Yeah, I really hope many people get it, and I hope many people can relate to it as well, because it's a representation of what we all go through as young Zambian youth. It's basically not just about university, but, you know, we're bad students at almost everything. Could be relationship, because everything is a lesson, you get?
Yeah,
and
man.
Sometimes you have to make a mistake twice or so for you to learn from it. You're still a bad student, but, you know, once you realize you're a bad student, you won't try to make that mistake again.
So, like, who is the target market for your music? Who are you targeting for bad student? Like, who are you targeting on this? Like, obviously, you have a certain segment of society. Some people say I'm targeting people who are in the urban areas. Some say I'm targeting people who are in the rural areas. Others say I'm targeting the youth. So who is your target market? Who do you have in mind when you're making your music?
When we're making our music, we make music targeting human beings. You know, we all go through the same stuff. We all feel it. It's either you've been through it, you're going to meet it, or... yeah, you're going through it right now. You get
at the end
of the day, it's all about experiences. So whoever can relate to what we try and talk about is our target market. You could be 50 years old, but once upon a time in your life, you're a bad student. You get, so it's just something you can listen to, like, oh, I did something like this way back when I was younger. You know. Just
so do like you that. As Zikfos Boys, are you a record label or are you signed under someone?
We're not a record label,
okay.
And we're not signed to anyone, but we have a lot of people that are just trying to make sure we just work according to our plan and just deliver.
So, like, once the EP is ready, how will the fans have access to it? Since you're saying you're not a record label yourself, you're not a distributor, who's going to distribute your music so that it reaches the fans? And in...
Right now, we're actually knocking on doors and trying to partner with as many people as possible. And we have a different selling strategy because, you know, we're trying to evolve with time, as you also are trying to evolve with time, because I believe this is an online radio station, yeah?
Yeah, it's an online radio station. We operate basically from the internet. We have, like, you know, our slogan is moving with time and technology.
Exactly. That's what we're also trying to do as Vikos Boys. We're trying to move with time because we believe, you know, way back, people would sell their albums and EPs on CDs, right?
Yeah, man.
But very few people use CDs now, right?
Yeah, man.
Then if we bring it to online, how many people buy Zambian music online? Yes, it's very accessible. It's very easy. But how many people are doing it? If we look at the numbers, you get...
Yeah, man.
Very, very few people. So what we're doing as Vikfos Boys is we want to sell our stuff on flash discs.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, that flash disc can still be used anyway.
Okay. That's actually... Yeah, I've never thought about that. That's actually... You really thought of the next level,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so it's a slow process, and Bad Student is basically an experiment. You know, we're trying to see if we can... invest something that every artist can use, because look, if I drop an album now, a CD, next time I'm dropping another album, it's another CD. But, you know, if we can create a system where my fans can have my music on one flash disc, if I tell you Bad Student right now on a flash disc, it just depends on how you keep it. You get,
yeah, man.
Next time.
So
next
just a question on that. So you're going to put your music on a flash disc. Will it just be one album, or are you partnering with other artists who are dropping EPs? I feel like if you could partner with maybe 10 or 5 artists, put all your EPs on the same flash disc and sell that flash disc for 100 kwacha, and then for every purchase, you split 20-20, and then if you just have enough flash discs on the streets, I think that's a workable strategy.
Yeah, that's no problem to us, because for us, it's all about partnerships and just finding ways in which we can present and make it easy for people to access our music. So if you're going to come on board. We have no problem. We work together. We push together. We, you know, at the end of the day, partnerships, collaboration, it's not about something that we can do on our own, but it's an idea that we can all add on to and just find ways, because it's another way that we can reduce piracy. Because if I give you that flash disk, my album cannot be copied or pasted.
Yeah, man.
Off that flash disk. It's locked to the flash disk. You can put other things on the flash disk, but the album is just locked to the flash disk.
The other question that I had, my brother, is I love the fact that you are thinking of new ways of making sure that the music is out there. But you said it earlier yourself. People in Zambia are not buying music. But why not market your music to the global audience? Because there are people in Asia. If you see the streaming numbers that are coming out of Asia, if you look at all these other markets, why just tailor your strategy to the Zambian market? Why don't you look at it from a global perspective? If your music is good enough, which I think it is, I've had the chance to listen to your music, why don't you look at it from a global perspective, where you market your music to a global audience, put it on Spotify, let it be on Pandora as well, so that the people that are in the diaspora that want to be listening to this music, and the people that are listening to us. When we started this registration, we didn't know who were people in Czechoslovakia, man. I was surprised to see people from Czechoslovakia tuned in. You never know where the market is. So, and if your music is on like these certified platforms, it just gives you a better, bigger audience, man.
Yes. That's the online side of it. And yeah, we have no problem because our music is going to be available on all those platforms as well.
Yeah,
but I was just looking at a way of just how to handle it locally. And for us, our bigger plan is actually to sell Zambian music outside Zambia, hence the name Big Force Boys, because originally we were known as Zcamp. But then as you got to understand and just learn more about music and just how to draw people towards you, we decided to come up with a new different strategy, and we switch names and call ourselves Big Force Boys, because we believe we are here in Zambia and we have one of the seven world wonders right behind us in our backyard. You get it's high time to start embracing things like this, because we believe tourism and art is something that can bring economic growth.
So, like, you are an artist, you are based in the tourism capital of Zambia. There is this artist empowerment fund going around in the country. Have you tried to find out more about that? Are you one of the people that are going to benefit from that fund? How is that all working around? How have you tapped into that? The government is trying to help out the artists, bail you out during these COVID times. Are you benefiting from that? Have you taken time to find out what's going on there?
First of all, correction, we're not from the tourist capital. We're from the capital city, Lusaka City.
Okay.
Yeah. We're in the city, Lusaka City. And yeah, we've seen the Artist Empowerment Fund, which is a very, very, very good and beneficial initiative. Only wish it came earlier, you know, because, yeah. Anyway, let me not get into that, but.
No, I understand.
Let me not get into that. But I did attend the launch. I did attend the launch thanks to my web team, Goldlink Events, for giving me an opportunity to be found in that platform. I love the initiative, and we've been reading through the guidelines with the rest of the team and just trying to find new ways of selling our content, because at the end of the day, how much Zambian content is on the internet?
Being one of the people that actually attended the launch of the Artist Empowerment Funds, and you have had the opportunity to look at the forms for other artists that follow this show, I've brought this up deliberately because there are certain things. I looked at the forms and there were certain things that I didn't think were very much in line with the way art is done in Zambia. Do you think the people that are behind that took time to consult from the artists, or the whole empowerment scheme was rushed?
From what they said at the launch, they said they had a chat with many artists who had contributed to the final document. So, yeah. According to what they said, and I did go through the document as well. It's okay in terms of them trying to make sure things are done in a straight way, but I feel it should be broken down a little bit even more for an average Zambian guy to just understand, because you know it goes back to understanding.
Yeah, man.
There could be an artist with a great idea trying to put it out there, but just because they don't understand what that is about. You know, the document is, you know, if you are familiar with seeing such documents, it would be easy for you to understand, but I'm looking at somebody who's never come across that, and you know.
Do you think there has been enough sensitization? Do you think they have sensitized the people enough? Do you think the message has penetrated the masses?
I think that's what needs to be done. We need to now sensitize it more to just make sure, you know, we need to go in these places. And we, Vic Fosforis volunteer, you know, we could actually even do it for free to just go out there and just come up with platforms and just ask other artists what ideas they have and how they can contribute and just basically just guide them through the whole thing. Like, yo, the government is doing this for you guys as artists. You can just, all you just have to do is put your art together, find a way of making money through it. And, you know, at the end of the day, even if they're giving out that money, it's the artist's job and duty to multiply that money.
Yeah, man. So my guy, you've been on my program. We've been speaking for more than 16 minutes. It's been great getting to know you, introducing your music. When the new song drops, we're definitely going to give you some airplay right here on AfroZam Radio. We're trying to promote Zambian content. So before we come to the end of the interview, I just want to, if you've got any last words for the listeners.
Any last words for the listeners? Thank you very much for people who've been following us. Not so many people know us, but for the very few people that have been following our journey and just growing with us, we really appreciate. And to anyone listening to AfroZam Radio right now and listening to me speak right now, we would love to thank you for taking your time to listen to us. And please be part of our journey as we just ensure to take Zambian music to another level. And remember, mask up, mask up, mask up. COVID is real. We can do this.
Thank you very much, my brother. Until the next time, have a blessed day.
Thank you, thank you. Remember, So Quick out now, available everywhere, AudioMac, iTunes, Spotify, and Z-Drums, of course.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to, it's on Z-Drums, so our listeners, the music is on Z-Drums. Go and check out Vic Fosboyz. Thank you very much, my dad. Have a good day.
All right, take care. Enjoy your day.
That was Vic Fosboyz on the program this afternoon. I hope you're all having a great time. Remember, it's AfroZam, the number one in entertainment, news, and lifestyle. Let's take a commercial break as we continue.